automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text TAP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text TAP to 321-321. That's TAP to 321-321.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Good morning, I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Thursday, December 8th. Currently, with fog and mist conditions, it is 26 degrees. The humidity is 92%. The wind speed is east at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.12. The dew point is 24 degrees. Once again, we do want to remind everybody that due to the mist conditions right now, the roads are starting to get slick. So if you are out and about on the roads, please give yourself some extra time and take extra precautions. Your severe weather reports, closings, and delays are brought to you by the Bank of Oberlin and Norton, the bank that cares, your community bank. It is 8:05 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. The Emporia City Commission rejected a sale of the former Carnegie Library. Julio Flores has more.
The City of Emporia has decided to keep the Carnegie Library building under city control and not sell to private investors. In September, commissioners reviewed two applications for the property. One $10,000 offer came from private investors. Another came from the Emporia Public Library. The one with the private firm said they would repurpose the Carnegie into an entertainment venue with group activities such as virtual reality games, themed escape rooms, and areas of tabletop role-playing. For the Kansas Information Network, I'm Julio Flores.
The 10th Judicial District Nominating Commission made two appointments to fill two district magistrate judge positions in Johnson County and sent the names of three nominees for one district judge vacancy to Governor Laura Kelly, who has 60 days now to decide. The commission selected Curtis Sample and John McEntee to fill two magistrate positions created by retirements this month. And the governor will fill those vacancies by February. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Right now, Prairie Land Partners have service and inspection specials that give you the power of choice and save you money. From mowers and compact construction equipment to the largest tractors and combines that John Deere offers, they have an option for you. They also have Legacy Series specials for older John Deere combines and tractors. Call, stop by, or visit PrairieLandPartners.com to schedule your equipment.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
Well, hello, Mr. and Mrs. Gardner. Ready to check out?
Here we go. Clean air. I don't see a price on that.
Price check on clean air.
What else have we got here? Clean water. Gotta check that, too.
Price check on clean water.
Let's see. Healthy habitat for you.
You can't put a price on our environment. What you can do is support those farmers and others who care for our priceless natural resources. Conservation, there's something in it for you. Brought to you by the Natural Resources Conservation.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Governor Laura Kelly recently announced that participation in post-secondary education at Kansas adult correctional facilities has increased by more than 50% over the past year. As of November, all nine Kansas Consortium of Correctional Higher Education, or KCCHE, member colleges have been accepted to the U.S. Department of Education Pell Experimental Site Initiative, which provides need-based Pell grants to people in prison. Because of these partnerships, Kansas now leads the country as the only state to provide Pell-eligible college programming in every adult correctional facility. There are currently 22 higher learning programs available in all adult correctional facilities within Kansas, and programs vary from career and technical education to associate degrees in a variety of studies and bachelor's degrees in computer information systems and business administration or management. Today, there are 545 students enrolled in college courses, with 46 in bachelor's degree programs, 338 in associate's degree programs, and 161 students in certificate or certified technical education programs. Expanding post-secondary education opportunities is one way in which the Kansas Department of Corrections is delivering on its goal of providing individualized, evidence-based, and data-driven services and increasing access to programs that increase public safety. The colleges and universities offering the programs include Washburn University, the University of St. Mary, Barton Community College, Butler Community College, Colby Community College, Cowley Community College, Donnelly College, Hutchinson Community College, and Kansas City, Kansas Community College. Five people with ties to Northwest Kansas were honored on Friday as part of the Next Gen Under 30 program. Fort Hays State University graduates Katie Blackburn, the Janus Campaign Executive Director, and Kendall Goetzman with Dirks Law Firm, Mark Faber, the Fort Hays State University 2021-2022 Student Body President, Kylie Landreth of Paradise Roots Pharmacy of Plainville, and Lucas Goddard of the Northwest Kansas Economic Innovation Center in Norton. The program honorees had to be nominated for the program and were honored as part of the program at a Black Tie Awards dinner in Topeka. Blackburn was honored for her work in the nonprofit sector. Goetzman was honored under the law category. Faber was honored under the education category. Landreth was honored in the health care category, and Goddard was honored in the retail and e-commerce category. According to the program's website, the Next Gen Under 30 mission is to identify and honor talented young adults and to encourage them to follow their lifetime family and career goals in Kansas. Next Gen Under 30 recognizes and encourages the next generation of innovative, creative, and inspiring individuals who push the boundaries in various categories of endeavor. The award winners are selected based on their participation in and contribution to their communities, and a panel of respected business and civic leaders serve as judges. The American Red Cross urges blood donors to give now and help fight the potential impact of seasonal illnesses and a potentially severe flu season on the blood supply. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention predicts a serious spread of flu this year and is already reporting an early spike in cases in several states. When seasonal illnesses increase, the number of healthy donors tends to decrease, leaving the Red Cross blood supply vulnerable to a potential shortage over the holidays. Paired with busy holiday schedules and adverse weather, seasonal illnesses may make it harder to collect the blood hospital patients require this winter, so donors, especially those with type O blood and those giving platelets, can help bolster the blood supply now by making an appointment to give in the coming weeks. There's no waiting period to donate blood after receiving a flu shot, and you can schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. There are upcoming blood donation opportunities in Hill City on Wednesday, December 14th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Hill City High School, 1 Ring Neck Drive, and in Phillipsburg on Monday, December 19th from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Phillips County 4-H Building, North Highway 183. The website candrive.org gives updates and shows videos of real-time road conditions, closures, and accidents, and the Kansas Department of Transportation officials said it can also be personalized so you can see the road conditions that matter most to you when driving gets dangerous. You can create an account, say which streets you drive on, get email alerts, and share conditions on social media. And there's also a mode for truck drivers that shows information for them about way stations and bridge heights. Officials said many people rely on the website to make sure their drive is safe, adding that the CanDrive website is easy to use and includes features that will help drivers as they travel Kansas highways. And having access to the latest road condition information is important for travelers, as it helps people get where they want to go and keeps the Kansas economy moving. For more information on road conditions, you can visit candrive.org. In Nebraska news, a company that cleans hundreds of slaughterhouses across the country, including in Nebraska, has been ordered to comply with child labor laws by a federal judge. And this all comes from an investigation into Packer Sanitation Services Incorporated. Packer Sanitation Services Incorporated was accused of allowing at least 50 teenagers to perform dangerous tasks at plants. investigators say they discovered that a 13-year-old had been badly burned by chemicals used to clean the JBS plant in Grand Island, and they were also told by some of the teens that everyone knew they were minors. Investigators also said that in one instance, a Social Security number claimed by an employee listed them as 129 years old. Packer Sanitation Services has also promised to hire an outside consultant to provide compliance training and allow unannounced visits to job sites. The Beatrice Police Department says it's searching for a potentially armed and dangerous fugitive. Authorities said Devin Cagey is 5 foot 10 and 200 pounds, and he has outstanding warrants for delivery of a controlled substance, terroristic threats, possession of a deadly weapon by a prohibited person, and several others. Police are asking anyone who sees or knows where KG is to contact them immediately. You can call the Beatrice Police Department directly, and they also say that you should not approach or attempt to capture KG yourself. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton basketball coach Doug Rusink to update on the team and their game starting today in Goodland.
I'm here with head basketball coach Doug Rusink. Coach, last year 14-8 season, it was a pretty solid season for you last year, and it looks like you carry six seniors on your squad this year, and the rest is juniors, sophomores, and freshmen, which is a very large group of sophomore and freshmen. Why don't you tell us a little bit about how your practices have gone so far?
Well, practice has been good, and we did finish the season well last year, and one game from getting to the state tournament, and it was a close game, so our kids did a nice job, but we lost a lot of good kids, and honestly, coming back, we've got the six seniors, but two of those are injured, and you know, we might get one of them back before the season ends. So, but our kids are really pretty inexperienced. We've got three kids that played minutes for us last year, and everybody else is playing at a level that they didn't play at last year. So we've got some good kids. We're very thin, they're doing to get some good things in practice, and we're going to have to develop some bench people, but it's been going well so far.
Last week you went to Hoxie and played the Hoxie Indians and come out with a win there. How did you feel you played against Hoxie on the opening game?
Well, I honestly was pretty happy with how we played. I thought we defended pretty well. I thought they pretty well earned the points that they got. They had a big kid, 6'6 kid. You know, we had trouble with a little bit at times, but he actually hit a couple threes, which we knew he could do, but not really what we're trying to stop with him. And they had another kid that could really shoot it, and we kind of let him loose a couple times. But overall, our kids did a nice job defensively. On the offensive end, I got kind of what I expected. We're doing things differently because we're very guard-oriented. We don't really have that big guy inside, so we're kind of changing the things we're doing, and our kids are kind of learning with that, and I'm actually learning really what I want with all that too. So we did not execute on the offensive end as well as I'd like, but we did some good things. We made some key baskets, especially in the third quarter, and got ourselves on top and did some nice things really late to get the win. So I was really pleased with the win over there.
This week, you go to the Goodland, the Max Jones Fieldhouse, the topside tip-off, and you start out with Ulysses. Ulysses is a newer team this year, and what do you know about that squad?
Not a lot, but they played Liberal, so you know they're going to be a quality team in Liberal, and they got beat by Liberal. You know, and they were in the ball game all the way through. This is a group that plays a different style than we do. They really get after you. Kind of like to put points on the board, get up and down the floor, maybe a little bit out of control at times, but our kids really got to stay in front. They got one kid that really gets to the basket pretty well, so we really got to do a good job staying in front and staying out of foul trouble and not creating ourselves some problems with that kind of those kind of issues. So they're definitely going to be a quality team. We're definitely going to have to play well to win. We only played six the other night at Hoxie. We're going to with three games and three nights, we're going to have to play more kids or find some kids that can give us at least a minute or two here and there. So it'll be a good game for us, and the tournament overall is always good because you're going to see quality time, quality teams throughout.
Of course, the thing is that if you win, you play either Lakin or Goodland, I believe, and you play the loser if you should lose on that side. So overall, what about some of the teams in this tournament? Do you know much about them?
Not other than what we've seen in the past. Goodland and Lakin were both, they weren't ranked in 3A, but they both got votes for ranking in 3A, so they're both pretty good teams. On the backside, Colby's got all their kids back. McCook's got most of their kids back. And so Ray was very good a year ago. So there's some really good teams on the other side. Like I say, it's a quality tournament. You see a lot of different things. We learn a lot about ourselves, and hopefully we can go in there and play well and get a win or two.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish you best luck when you travel out to Goodland on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Miller.
Thank you, Fig, and Coach Rusink, and good luck to the Blue Jay basketball team in their games in Goodland starting today. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having hamburger casserole, mixed vegetables, rosy applesauce, whole wheat roll, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be pigs in a blanket, baked beans, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be nachos with ground beef, salad, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there's a chance of snow and freezing drizzle, mainly before 9 a.m., and then it should be cloudy through mid-morning and gradually clearing with a high near 39. We should have an east wind around 5 miles per hour becoming west in the afternoon. The chance of precipitation is 30% with little or no snow accumulation expected. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 19 and a southwest wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour becoming northwest after midnight. On Friday, it should be sunny with a high near 48. And on Friday night, mostly clear with the low around 20. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Saturday it should be sunny with a high near 51. On Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 53. On Monday, partly sunny with a high near 59. On Tuesday, there's a 30% chance of snow. Otherwise, partly sunny with a high near 42 and breezy. And on Wednesday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 36 and breezy. Currently, with fog and mist conditions, it is 26 degrees. The humidity is 92%. The wind speed is east at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.12, and the dew point is 24 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. We want to warn you one more time that we have received a couple of reports that the roads and streets are starting to get a little bit slick. So please, if you have to be out and about, take some extra time and drive with caution. Your severe weather reports, closings, and delays are brought to you by the Bank of Oberlin and Norton, the bank that cares, your community bank. It is 8:23.
Time is precious. Tens of thousands of people with incurable breast cancer must wait 29 months for federal financial assistance and health coverage. Many won't live that long. They need help now. In less than 30 seconds, you can improve their quality of life. Text the word WAITING to 40649 or go to coleman.org/waiting to send a message to Congress. Tell lawmakers that time is running out for people with terminal breast cancer.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Don't skip Christmas. Skip your loan payment. United Northwest Federal Credit Union understands that times are tough, which is why we are offering a holiday skip-a-pay opportunity. For only $40, you can skip your December loan payment and have a little extra money in your pocket. Exclusions may apply. For more information or to apply, stop in or call us at 785-877-5191. UNWFCU is an equal housing lender and NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor. The Kansas State Wildcats are Big 12 champions. That came as a surprise to some, as they are more just a dark horse pick to win this championship when the season began. And Tim Fitzgerald of GoPowerCat.com joined WIBW Radio in Topeka. He discussed what allowed Kansas State to make this Big 12 championship run and how it's the culture of the locker room at Kansas State that really is what drives this team to compete.
They all seem to understand their roles, whether they're, you know, Julius Brents that knows he has to take away Quentin Johnston, or if you're, you know, Will Howard and Adrian Martinez, knowing that one of them will start and you know, rooting each other on. Or, you know, if you're Damian and Ollie and come in on the last play, defensive play of the game, and when you haven't played a snap the entire game, you're nose tackle on one of the most critical plays in state football history, and you occupy two guys so other players can make the big play, the tackle in the backfield. It's just remarkable how everyone is bought into their role and the common goal of this team.
Yeah, in sports, I'm full.
Steel outdoor power tools may be hard to wrap, but once they get open, you'll see why Steel is so easy to give. Find the right gift this year with battery power made by Steel. From mowers and blowers to trimmers and chainsaws, our AK Homeowner system of battery tools starts at just $199.99. Shop now by visiting your local Steel dealer or going to steelusa.com/gift guide. Real Steel. Find yours. All prices MSRP available for participating dealers while supplies last.
Why does Daddy spend so much time caring for the land, Mom?
When he's taking care of the land, he's really taking care of us.
How?
He wants us to have clean water to drink, fresh air to breathe, wildlife to enjoy, and he wants to leave this land better than he found it.
Sounds like Daddy loves us a lot.
He sure does.
Conservation, there's something in it for you. Call or visit your local USDA Service Center. Brought to you by the Natural Resources Conservation Service.
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
The Ag Weather and Market Report is being brought to you by the Solutions North Bank. Experts in ag lending with locations in Waukini, Hill City, Bogue, Norton, Stockton, and Lenora. Member FDIC.
You may remember our smiling faces from behind the counter at the movie theater. Perhaps it was at a chamber event or maybe at the ball field. The team at Solutions North Bank is grounded in the communities that we serve because your home is our home too. Stop in and get to know what the community banking experience feels like, because the hometown support means more than just a simple transaction. Solutions North Bank, solutions built on service, stability, and security. Member FDIC.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Some rain possible for our eastern counties with showers in the central areas, and we may get a mix of wintry precipitation in the northwest quarter of our state. That's where a winter weather advisory is posted until 2 p.m. for basically the northwest quarter of Kansas, where slick roads are possible. Could see up to an inch of snow and a few tenths of an inch of ice, but that should melt off by early afternoon. Low pressure will move across southern Kansas and then move out of the state by late afternoon, heading up into the midwestern states. All the precipitation moves out by early afternoon, but we can expect cloud cover through the day. Friday looks like a little bit nicer weather pattern with high pressure extending into the central plains from the Rockies and warming us up a little bit. A stationary front will be over the southern plains with another low coming in from the panhandles late tomorrow, maybe a few showers. This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network.
And as we look at the early calls today, first off